The Radio Today programme with Audioboo.
This is the Radio Today programme. I'm Trevor Dan, and it's a slightly unexpected edition this week, because to be honest with you, our star Turner's bailed on us. But it does give me an excuse to play a few interesting things we've heard this week. First up, Britain got itself a new national radio station this week, and this is how it started.
Ladies and gentlemen, a reading from Mr. Corey Taylor. It couldn't be done, by Edgar Albert Guest. Somebody said that it couldn't be done, but he with a chuckle replied that maybe it couldn't, but he'd be the one who wouldn't say so till he tried. So he buckled right in with the trace of a grin on his face. If he worried, he hit it. He started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. Somebody scoffed, "Oh, you'll never do that. At least no one ever has done it." But he took off his coat, and he took off his hat, and the first thing we knew, he'd begun it. With a lift of his chin and a bit of a grin, without any doubting or quit it, he started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. There are thousands to tell you it cannot be done. There are thousands to prophesy failure. There are thousands to point out to you, one by one, the dangers that wait to assail you. But just buckle in with a bit of a grin. Just take off your coat and go to it. Just start in to sing as you tackle the thing that cannot be done, and you'll do it. There are many who say Team Rock Radio can't be done, but we believe differently. Team Rock Radio believes we can create a place where every rock fan belongs. So who's right, us or them? We're about to find out. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, every rock fan in the world, I give you Team Rock Radio. I belong. Do you?
The music of Iron Maiden and the voice of Slipknot's Corey Taylor launching Team Rock Radio, available now across the UK on DAB. Now, here at Radio Today, we're all fans of Radio 4, aren't we? Aren't we? Well, if you're unfamiliar with the BBC's top speech network, here's what it sounds like on a typical day, courtesy of comedian Jake Yap.
You're listening to Today with me, Evan Davis, still not fully able to multitask, and John Humphreys. 28 minutes to nine, and time now for me to get all cantankerous and belligerent, trying to point score with someone over an issue I don't fully understand and will probably start moralising over as well. I don't understand why young people are looking at pornography in the first place. Welcome to In Our Time, the programme that just starts. The Byzantines invented smelting and trigonometry, and I'm joined in the studio by three people who have never had sex with another person and therefore find it all fascinating. Also a reminder that every episode of In Our Time recorded since 1846 is available on our website and only gets downloaded by the contributors and their families.
Hello, I'm Jane Garvey, and in Woman's Hour today we're talking about modern feminism. And shoes. No, feminism. No, shoes. Can feminists still like shoes? Of course they can. Here's a reading from a memoir of someone who grew up being gay in a working class town with a father who didn't understand but finally came to a state of acceptance. I hear the door slam downstairs. It's my dad. I turn up my erasure tape. Hello, I'm Peter White, still doing my best to make a story about a lady whose gas bill was overcharged by 17p sound interesting and dramatic.
Thanks, Peter. Time now for The World at One, where we can all breathe a little more easily and just enjoy the news before the sodding archers.
Hello, love. Is everything okay? Yes, I'm just doing some radio voice acting by breathing a lot. Yeah. Ooh, can't breathe.
I can't even get going up and got
is that okay? Go again. Yeah, still rolling. Okay. Yeah.
I can't even
get around. Is that all right? Super.
Time now on Radio 4 for some drama. Set in present-day Kabul, The Swans Have Burst tells the story of a young woman's struggle with the modern world and her traditional values.
Hi-ya! When I was a little girl, the stallholders in the market called me Fatki, which means unbelievable cliché.
The Swans Have Burst, written by Tristan Fraser Dunlop. If you're still with us, well done. Time now for Poetry Please with Roger McGough.
Hello and welcome to Poetry Please. One side of A4, read out over half an hour.
Congratulations, you've survived all the way through to 5, and here's your award, Eddie Mayer.
Top drive time banter, easy manner, news but nothing too heavy, unconvincing sparring with Robert Peston, up and out, bong, bing, bang, bong.
BBC News at 6 o'clock, everything you just heard but done in another voice without the jokes.
And speaking of jokes, this is Radio 4, the home of radio comedy, simply because we're the only people who get the budget for it. Perhaps we shouldn't sound so smug about it. Time now for the Oxbridge Chronicles.
Hooray! Hello, we're a cavalcade of young white men who speak reasonably fast and deliver a script that has been so laboured over it might as well have been carved out of marble, with a vocal delivery that has the subtlety of a snooker ball smashing into a row of teeth, giving the audience nice easy cues for when to laugh. All that effort and expense, all that fretting, totally wringing out any instinctive comedic flair, leaving you with a contrived morass of puns and tired observations. Doesn't matter, because all our mates are in the audience.
Hello, tripping over the first sentence of the show as if it was a paving slab. Welcome to Front Row. Tonight we look at something populist in a pseudo-intellectual way. James Bond, the great British icon, has enthralled audiences and readers for over 50 years. But just what relevance does the franchise have to today's post-Cold War Facebook generation? We've assembled the usual suspects, including Mark Kermode and Andrew Collins, to fruitlessly discuss the issue. But first of all, I've got my hell, I'm going to explode. Help!
It's available on YouTube in Vision, but I think it works even better without the pictures. Jake Yap's brilliant take on Radio 4 in 4 minutes.
The Radio Today programme.
In these days of interactivity with the World Wide Web, make it easy for your listeners to share their voices with you via Audioboo. They simply download the app to their mobile device, record a boo, and send to your station. It's that simple. And just to prove a point, this ad was recorded as a boo and sent in from the corner shop. Audioboo, sharing voices with the world.
Also this week on the Radio Today programme, another momentous bit of radio journalism. Sports journalism on this occasion. Here's Joe Kinnear, newly appointed Director of Football at Newcastle United, discussing some of the players he's about to start working with.
Joe, have you seen much of Newcastle over the last season?
Yes, sure.
And you mentioned you think they need to strengthen up front. Is that the only area?
Sorry?
Is that the only area up front, having seen them over the last season, you think they need to strengthen?
Magnificent midfield players, Toyoti, Ben Afra, Yohan Kabab, Sissoko, are very solid in that game. Up front, you know, we've got, if you look of the goals tally last season, as far as I can remember, I think we lost our top goal scorer in Denver Bar when he went to Chelsea for, I don't know, 7.5 million or something like that. He was a top goal scorer, I think, with something about 13 goals. And then you had somebody like Cissé. I think he was the next goal scorer with 8. And then after that, you know, there was a big drop then into midfield where I think 6 for Kabay and Hatton Ben Afri. You know, he got 4, I think, and then Sissoko got 3, and, you know, the total wasn't much neither, you know. So I think we need a prolific goal scorer to come in there and assist Cissé.
Joe, listen, thank you so much for coming on. Before I let you go, is there anything you'd like to say personally to the Newcastle fans who perhaps don't back this decision?
Sorry, well, to all the Newcastle fans who don't do this decision, shall I bring Lambesi back in? You know, what do you want? What do they want? And I heard that silly comment, what can I attract? I can open the door to any football manager in the world. Anyone. That's the difference. I can talk, I can pick up, I spend my whole life picking the phone talking to Alex Ferguson, week in, week out. What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? I can pick the phone up at any time of the day and speak to Arsene Wenger. I can pick the phone up and speak to any manager in the league. Any manager in all divisions. So, you know, I don't know what angle they've got. They want to sit down and argue with me. Some of them are just talking out the backside, a load of tosh. You know, I'm not accepting it. It's as simple as that. I've certainly got more intelligence than them, that's for sure.
Terrific work there on TalkSport from Joe Cannell. I think that's his name. This has been the Radio Today programme, recorded by our very good friends at USP Content, Top W1 Studios, available at attractive rates, and produced by Jamie Taylor for TDC. We'll have something a little more conventional for you next week.
The Radio Today programme with Audioboo.